What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yes, this is What's the Topic, and this year it's going to be going down. Yeah, I know. We are in the year and we've been doing the most. I know last week I was here again. Now this year we want to make sure that we tackle some real issues and we sort out some real issues that need to be sorted out. Yes. Let me know how you're doing. Yeah, I want to know how you're doing. And do stay safe. Do the most. Yes. And make sure you share What's the Topic. Another thing that I would love to say is I really do appreciate the fact that we enter the new year and you're still listening to What's the Topic. How cool is that? How cool is that? Should give yourself a round of applause. Yes. Give yourself a round of applause for listening to What's the Topic in the new year. And another thing, make sure that you share the show out there, because it can save people's lives. You know, it's good for information, insight, and yeah, like a lot of things you learn here, you'll actually learn it here and can share it out there. In fact, you can go out there and speak about things you hear here, and then you're gonna sound like a genius. Yeah, so you'll definitely sound like a genius, and that's how it is right here on What's the Topic. Now Active FM is amazing, and we're gonna do what we do on What's the Topic all the time. Yes, I'm about to give you a jam that you're gonna enjoy, that you're gonna love, and it's gonna be off the hook. Yes, definitely off the hook, and it's gonna get you moving, dancing. If you don't like the track, make sure you do get a hold of me. Yes, get a hold of me, give me a song suggestion. Make sure that it's obviously Christian. Yes, that's what we stand for, Christians. And yeah, I'll definitely consider it in the playlist and play it for you the next time that I do the show. Yes, the next time we meet again on What's the Topic. So make sure you do that. Now here's the track for you to enjoy. Welcome. Yes, I hope you enjoyed the track. I hope it was amazing. It was on another level and it got you moving. Yeah, I really do hope it got you moving. Now, today's topic is going to be really interesting. As you saw the topic itself, this topic is booming all over the internet. Yes, it is booming. And if it's your first time seeing the topic, I'm tempted to say, where were you, which rock were you under? But I'm not going to say that. So I'm actually not going to say that, because there's people out there that actually don't know about this topic. They actually don't know what is it and all the stuff. So today's topic is NFT. Yes, we're going to be talking about NFTs. And if you don't know what NFTs are, I'm not going to hold it against you. If you do know what NFTs are, good for you. You actually, majority, but looking at the percentage, might not be majority, because there's still people who don't know what NFTs are, they don't know anything about NFTs. So yeah, definitely you with the people that do know what NFTs are. So big ups to you, yes. And hopefully you actually do the most, you know, with this whole NFTs and what's happening. Now, for those who do not know what NFTs are, I'm going to tell you what NFTs are. And before I tell you what NFTs are, I'm going to tell you what does NFT mean. What does it stand for? You know, obviously it's abbreviated and all those stuff. And people want to know, what is the meaning of NFT? What does it stand for? Now, NFT stands for non-fungible token. That is what it actually stands for. That's what it stands for, not stand for. Because, yeah, we're back on the topic. We're doing the most, creating words and everything and phrases. That's what it stands for. It actually stands for non-fungible token. Which basically means that it's one of a kind. It's a digital asset that belongs to you and you only. So that is actually what an NFT is. Yep. And it's actually the most popular NFTs right now. So like, if you actually go, like I said, it's everywhere online. There's people even doing courses on them and all the stuff. Which in a way, it kind of like, I won't say it makes me mad, but it does irritate me a bit, because this is the reason why it actually irritates me. Don't judge me. Like, hear me out. Now, we got people who are doing courses on NFTs, and they're charging people. They're actually charging people. And in my view, I actually think that they're ripping people off. That's what they're doing. They're actually ripping people off. I don't know why are they charging people to teach them about NFTs. Because it's like it's basic knowledge, you know, like, it's not that complicated. It's not like you need to go onto a whole course and learn what an NFT is and how to make it. Because this is what an NFT actually involves. So, at the moment, at this current moment, NFTs include artworks and music. So you're basically gonna go onto a course that teaches you what an NFT is, and chances are you know how to create an artwork or music. Now I hope you're getting my point. That's why it irritates me in a way, because I'm thinking, I'm a producer, I produce music. So I'm going to go onto a course and they're going to teach me, they're going to tell me what an NFT is, and then they're going to tell me it involves music and everything, and then they're going to teach me how to make music and display it as an NFT. That's what they're going to do. So yeah, that's why for myself, I feel like people are ripping other people off. So yeah, NFTs right now, they include artworks and music, but they can also include videos and tweets. So you're gonna go and learn, you're gonna go on a course that's gonna teach you what an NFT is and also teach you how to tweet. That's just, just putting it out there. I'm just putting it out there. So don't crucify me. Don't kill me for saying what I'm saying. But for myself, it irritates me that there's people who, they're making a living out of the whole situation. But for me, it feels like they're ripping people off. Because, I didn't know about NFTs. Last year in 2021, for those who, hearing the show, listening to the show after it came out. So in 2021, basically, let's say mid-December, that's when I actually found out about the whole NFT world. Now, when I found out about the NFT world, I was like hearing people speaking about NFTs, gifting NFTs, sending NFTs, So my brain was like, what is an NFT and how do I make one? That was my question. I was like thinking it's this complicated type of, graphical things that you need to create. To my surprise, I actually found out that, NFTs are artworks for artists, artists that draw, artists like that. So NFTs are artworks. And for producers like myself, NFTs are music. So my music, I can make it an NFT. I can actually display it as an NFT. That's when now I found out that the NFT world, from my point of view, is basically a marketplace. It's a blockchain. Now it's a blockchain marketplace where I can create music and then I put it on the NFT blockchain and I sell it with the Ethereum currency, which obviously comes from the Bitcoin section. So currency, Ethereum, that's how they're gonna buy my project or my work that I produced. So I'll display it onto the NFT blockchain and they'll buy it using Ethereum. So I was actually like, wow, okay. So it's actually NFTs, it's a blockchain, just like your whole crypto blockchain. So NFTs also, it's another blockchain. And for me, I'll say the whole NFT world is a marketplace for me to sell my stuff. So that is why I get irritated by these all, these old courses that are happening. And all of that knowledge, I got it for free. It was like simple, basic knowledge. They just told me, get a wallet, which in terms of like cryptocurrencies, it's like simple stuff. You understand that, for you to work with crypto, currencies, you need a crypto wallet. You need a digital wallet. That's what you need. And from there, you can do your transactions. You can send, buy, sell, all those things. So that's what I was actually getting. And obviously with the NFT world, because it's new, there's specific wallets that were designed for that world. So you just get a wallet, you get onto their platform, their market platforms, your marketplace and everything, and then you do the most. So that's the whole NFT world. And then you have courses that teach you how to go onto the market platform, which is like Facebook. You didn't go into a course and learn how to create a Facebook account and how to use it. Unless you were not aware of that whole thing and it sounded like Greek to you and stuff like that. But in this whole technology world, it's not hard to get onto Facebook and create one. Just saying. So it's that whole thing. So yes, that is basically what's happening with your whole NFTs. And NFTs are actually taking over and selling for millions. They're actually selling for millions. I was shocked the other time where I went on to the NFT market and I looked at, don't kill me, do not murder me, don't butcher me, for what I'm about to say. I went on to the market, the NFT market platform, OpenSea, and I saw an NFT in the as an artwork, so an artwork version. So the NFT was an artwork version, and yeah, obviously you do get your 3D modeling NFTs and all those stuff, but I saw the 2D artwork, which basically was a GIF. I looked at this thing, and then I looked at the price tag on it. I saw it's going up for 0, now listen to this, listen to this, you need to catch this. It shocked me. So I looked at the price tag and I saw 0.2 Ethereum. Yes, 0.2 Ethereum. That's what I saw. And I was shocked. Like 0.2 Ethereum. Okay. I went, converted Ethereum into Rand. And then I saw the price tag of this 2D NFT that is a GIF. It basically moves. It's a GIF that I myself can make. Is 3,130 USD. That is the value of this NFT. I was shocked. I'm like thinking, what? Is that the price tag of this NFT? It's actually $3,130. It's like, wow, okay. So $3,130. Now, probably, yeah, you know, for the South African listeners, when I say 3,130 USD, you're like, okay, so what's the big deal with that? If you had to take that $3,130 and change it into rands, you're basically looking at a GIF that's put up on the NFT market, and that person is selling it for 48,927 rand. That is how much that NFT is, that 2D GIF that's moving. So you're gonna spend 48,927 on a GIF that is moving. That shocked my mind. So yes, that's literally what's happening right there at this current moment. That's, yeah, that's your whole NFT world. So yeah, it was shocking. It was really shocking, but at the same time it was exciting, because I'm thinking, wow, is this the world that really exists? There's an NFT world, you know. And yeah, there's momentum being built, you know, out of the whole NFT world and everything. And yeah, I really do hope this was insightful. And for those who are out there in the whole NFT world, and yeah, you're probably following someone who's telling you, I'm gonna teach you, pay me to teach you, they probably wanna, yeah, rip you off, because all of this knowledge I got it for free through research and through asking people, what is an NFT? And then they told me what an NFT is, because they're doing it. And they told me that if someone tells you to pay them for them to teach you what an NFT is and the whole marketplace and everything, they're ripping you off. Done. So yeah, just letting you know out there. But before I close the show, here is a track for you to enjoy. And then after this, we're going to do the most. Yes, don't forget, you can give me suggestions of tracks. Enjoy.
Hey, every day, new day with a new song. Call out the world, leave a place. Hey, hey, let's get it, new day with a new song. I'm marana with him on the road like a newborn. I'm feeling soft, you should love, give me goosebumps. And guess what, on the gear road, there's been no U-turn. And see, can't go ball on my chukun, get me best in my. And the moon, I can know off in the tin, I'm cut the guitar. It's if when I have a channel, my yak, I hang, you know, everything is well into the realm, like, bitch.
Everything job, you, everything that you did cover me. You love the remedy. Everything where they bother me, yo. Let me follow me. I can feel it in this melody, yeah. Feel like surrender me. All the things where you do for me, yeah. Every day, every day, every day. Fashion against me, oh. No need to prosper against me, oh. Cause now you be my God, you're my daddy, oh. No, oh. Never letting go. No, you need my name, oh. Is your love, it's sure, it's too sure. It is no doubt. Spells of fear. You're my confidence. Oh, this type of love that you get for me. Me, I go tell them you go go. I don't feel like I just win the lotto. This your love is sweet past the promo. This your love is the chase me everywhere. Oh,
every day, every day, every day, every day.
Welcome back, welcome back. Yes, I know you never left, you were just enjoying the track. And I do hope the track actually got you into the mood where you're like, ooh, can think now, eh? Can plan, you know, I can do the most. Yes, it's 2022, for those who are listening to this podcast in 2022. And if you are not listening to this podcast in 2022, big ups to you in whatever year, time frame, whenever you're listening to this podcast, because it's still applicable. Yes, still applicable. And if you're listening to this podcast after the whole NFT momentum being built and everything, at least now you got to know that there was an era where NFTs existed and people were selling 2D gifts for 48,930. Yeah, all those price tags. So that's literally what was happening. So yeah, yes, that's the world that we had, NFT worlds. Yes, where they did the most. Now I would love to give you a call to action. Thank you for listening to the show until this very moment, which is the end of the show. I really do hope that you stay blessed. Yes, you do the most. And my call to action is go onto Google and rate Active FM. Yes, rate Active FM. Actually give us a rating. You're part of the family, so rate your family, yo. Rate your family and make sure you do the most. Share the shows. What's the topic? Yes, especially this show. You can actually give it to someone as a gift and tell them, hey, listen to this show and you're gonna get a lot of advice, a lot of knowledge, and it's gonna help you. Yes. So for those wanting to go into the NFT world, don't pay to go into that world, because it's very simple. It's like opening a Facebook account. You don't pay to open a Facebook account. Okay, some people do pay. But yeah, that is what it is. I'm gonna love you and leave you. Yes. And if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon to you, good afternoon. If it's good evening, good evening. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. And from myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm gonna love you and leave you. Peace out. And God bless.
Like what you're listening to? Follow Active FM on all social media platforms, Facebook at / Active FM Online Radio, Instagram at Active FM 777, YouTube at Active FM, and Twitter at Active FM.